Good morning. We're certainly glad to have you with us today. This is Mike Moody, along with Jeff Buckles, and we're looking at John chapter 1 in our study again this week. We trust that you will be attentive and enjoy the message, and if you know not Christ as your Savior, that you will be particularly interested in what the Word of God has for you today. Let's look first to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we do come before you humbly and ask that you would lead and guide by your Spirit that which is in your Word, that it will be that which the people need to hear. We ask that you would guide us and that you would apply this to the hearts of those that are your children, that we might be encouraged and we might go walking by way of your path and the light of your Word. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. As we find ourselves in John chapter 1 again, we are down to verse 15. But right before that, let's just bring it into context. We have read and studied through verse 14, which tells us, "And the Word was made flesh, or became flesh, and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." We pick up at verse 15 today. John, this is speaking of John the Baptist, John bare witness of him and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." The Lord bless the reading of his word. And as we look at verse 15 today, as we mentioned, that was, if you have a scripture before you, a verse that is in a parenthesis. We notice here that John, the writer of the book of John, one of the apostles, is speaking here of John the Baptist. As we read earlier in verse 6, 7, and 8, those verses, we see where John the Baptist is introduced into the early parts of this book. And as we go down later, verses 19 to 39, we'll see John the Baptist spoken of quite a bit. But here, it's speaking of how he bore witness of this one, Jesus Christ. And as he was, as we could look back to Luke chapter 1, we could see there that along the time that our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, was born, that also Mary, the one that the Lord chose to bear as a virgin, this one, Jesus Christ, for he would have no earthly father. He was God, manifest in the flesh. He would not have sin in him, therefore he would not have a father to inherit sin from. At that same year, that same time, we see in Luke 1:26, or rather 35, "And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Verse 36, "And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was barren." So we see that Mary, the one that bore our Savior, had a cousin Elizabeth who had been with child for 6 months. She would bear John the Baptist. So the significance of this is what? We see that as John the Baptist bore witness of this one Christ, who actually on an earthly sense was a cousin, we see that he said that he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. We see John the Baptist was actually 6 months older by way of birth than Christ. Yet he said here that he was preferred before me, for he was before me. We see that he's speaking of how God, the manifest in the flesh, Christ the Savior, was from eternity past. All you could see on the physical end where he was born 6 months after John the Baptist, that John the Baptist bore testimony that this is the one preferred before him, the one that was before him, eternity past. We see it says that the Son was in the bosom of the Father. We see also when we read this parentheses in verse 15, if we skip the parentheses and read and skip the parentheses in part of verse 14 and carry the thought through, listen to this in verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, full of grace and truth. Verse 16, and of His fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. So the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. When we carry the thought from verse 14 through 16 and skip over the parentheses, we see the great thought of the fullness of Christ. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So my friend, I'd like to look just a minute here, not only at the fact in verse 15 that Christ was preferred, as John the Baptist said of himself, Christ was preferred before him. It would be repeated in verse 27 and 30. John the Apostle uses that same terminology, speaking of John the Baptist. Christ said he was preferred, or Christ was said of John the Baptist, preferred before me. We know the scripture in Hebrews says that Christ is better than the angels, that he was better than Moses. And yes, John the Baptist declared he was preferred before me. Yet then when we see, continue from verse 14 down to 16, the speaking of the fullness of Christ, let's think about this as well for a moment. We could turn over in the book of Colossians and notice there a couple of times we see in Colossians chapter 1, looking at down at verse 19, verse 18 tells us that Christ is the head of the body, the church, and that he might have in all things the preeminence. Verse 19, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And then Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 tells us this, after warning us in verse 8 of things that men would spoil you with, such as philosophy and vain deceit and the traditions of men and the rudiments of the world, which are not after Christ, it says in verse 9, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Did you catch that? Did you catch that, friend? Verse 9, speaking of Christ, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. When we had Christ walking upon this earth, this was the fullness of the Godhead bodily, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the triune God. There is one God, one true God, yet here in the person of the Son, he was dwelling amongst us. We see in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So when we think of the fullness in verse 16 of John 1, of his fullness have all we received. We see the completeness that's in Christ. Over there in Colossians, it goes on that same passage in chapter 2 to say that we are complete in him. My friend, if you're out there and you know not Christ as your Savior, do you realize that you will never be complete without Christ? There is that yearning that people have for satisfaction in this world. And people go about in so many ways to try to find that. They try to gain the whole world, the riches of the world. They try to be popular. They try to keep up with the Joneses. They try everything. They keep upon themselves entertainment and money and wealth and possessions, looking for something to satisfy. That wonderful song says, none other but Christ can satisfy. But we see here that Christ, as it says in Colossians 2:9 and 10, that in him we are complete. when we have our sins forgiven, when we have peace with God. As a friend of mine who recently come to know Christ as his Savior said, I can now sleep at night because I'm forgiven. He has peace with God. We're complete in him as well. He is molding us as we are saved. After we're saved, he molds us that we would become more like Christ. For one day, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Oh, he's the deity. He's God. But we one day shall be in his presence, and we will be rid of these sinful, vile bodies, and we'll have a new body. For we will be in the presence of Christ. In him, we're complete. He matures us even here, that we grow day by day, walking with the Lord closer to him. But my friend, if you know not Christ, there is never any satisfaction, no completeness to your life without knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who has bore your sins at Calvary, died upon that cross. You know, it says that his visage was marred more than any man. He was beaten so badly for your sin and mine that he was unrecognizable. Yet, the scripture says he could have called 12 legions of angels if he wanted to leave that cross. But as the scripture tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The love of God, it's been said before, held him to that cross. Now we see as we go back to John 1, verse 16, for of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. We go back into the Pentateuch, the first 5 books of the Bible, the books that God used Moses to write. We see back in Exodus where the law was given. And it says here that the law was given by Moses. God used Moses to bring those tablets down with the 10 commandments on them. But yet we see that it's through Christ that grace and truth came. Back again in verse 14, we saw there that wonderful truth of how our Savior, the one that was called the Word, that was made flesh, dwelt amongst us. We beheld his glory, and of the only begotten, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. It says he was full of grace and truth. And then verse 17 tells us how grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. He was full of grace and truth, and grace and truth came by him. My friend, as we look to close today, we just remind you that grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Have you received this? For by grace you're saved through faith. That not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There will not be any soul in heaven that will be boasting of being there because of their own good works, or by any action they've done, or by any membership they've obtained at a local church or any club or any organization. The Word of God tells us it's a free gift by our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he gave himself to pay for our sins. Have you confessed yourself as lost and in need of a Savior? And at that point, when you see that you're lost, then you're ready to be found. And Christ is the Savior. Thank you for joining us. This is Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles and the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry.